listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Instead of my normal sermon greeting, grace to you and peace, today it is from grace to you and peace. I came all this way just so I could say that joke. No, today I'm here at Grace Lutheran Church, Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Omaha, Nebraska. And I am so grateful to Pastor Laker and to this kind congregation's response and hospitality at my strange request. Can I come and film a service, record a service in your empty sanctuary the day after the 4th of July? And they said, sure, no problem. So I'm so grateful. And so again, today it's from grace to you and peace. Let me begin us with a word of prayer. May the words of my mouth, gracious God, and the meditations of each one of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I had a religious experience in Paris. Religious, by the way, the word religio, it literally means to reconnect, ligament, same root for ligament. Religious experiences to reconnect to the source. Yeah, that's what it was. I had a religious experience in Paris when I tasted the food each night at dinner time. Heather and I were traveling there in Europe for a few weeks, and we were traveling on a budget. We were in Paris for 3 days. We couldn't afford any of those fancy restaurants. So what we learned from a friend is that what we should do is go into any one of the many, for lack of a better word, over-the-counter delis that they have there. I'm not even going to try to pronounce what that is in French. But they're like these over-the-counter delis. Go into any one of those. You see them all over the place. Just order something, our friend told us. Doesn't matter. Take it back to your room and enjoy. So that's what we did. And I was so glad that we were not in a restaurant each night, actually, because I ended up, this is true, you can ask Heather, I ended up literally falling out of the chair in our room onto the floor. That food was so good. It didn't matter what it was. I could never have pronounced it anyway. I was blown away every time. Oh my goodness. That food in Paris was so good. Oh, with all due respect to all my favorite cooks and family members and all the favorite restaurants that I've enjoyed throughout my good life, I have never had better tasting food than the food I had when I was in Paris. Oh my goodness. I wanted to do backflips every time I ate. It was like tasting heaven. It made my eyes roll back into the back of my head with each bite. My taste buds were doing a little happy dance. My mouth was at a 5-star resort for 3 magical days. You get the idea. I tell you all this because then I couldn't believe it. As our 3 days in Paris passed and we were walking all over the place, we'd walk past those fancy restaurants, those beautiful patio cafes filled with people. It was a different time. Filled with people eating food that was as good, and I'm sure probably even better, than what we had been enjoying each night in our room. How calm they were inside. I couldn't believe how calm they all were. I mean, I wanted to throw the table across the room, scream, and rip out my hair with each bite. It was so good. And here they were, Parisianly sipping their wine and nibbling their delicacies. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, that reminded me of our lesson today. Jesus is talking about and actually doing a radical gospel here in Matthew, giving a life-altering call, offering the bread of heaven, the cup of salvation. Jesus is a religious experience, and yet nothing. It also reminds me of our kids. I'm afraid we're on this beautiful trip. I'm afraid when we'll see these glorious Grand Tetons in a few days, we're hopefully, God willing, going to Zion National Park, literally named after God, the Pacific Ocean, God willing, see it at sunset, mountain lakes, desert springs, breathtaking Native American sacred burial sites, these beautiful rolling plains. Hey guys, look at this, look at this. Huh. That's the sound they make. Huh. Are children Parisians? I know I'm being judgmental right now. I'm having fun with this. I know for a fact that Micah and Katie and Parisians enjoy things immensely. They're taking it in. It's a little caricature that I'm drawing for you, but I hope that my silliness is helping to tap into this scene here in Matthew. To what will I compare this generation, Jesus asks. In other words, to what will I compare people these days? They're like kids who don't get it, Jesus says. We play the flute, that is, we play wedding music, great, you know, they don't dance. We play the blues, a funeral dirge, really sad stuff, they don't cry. John the Baptist, this wild man from the desert, ate bugs, wore super scratchy, crazy hippie clothes, had a long beard, lived like an introverted wise man prophet. You dismissed him, weirdo in the desert. And now Jesus, a little more extroverted, a little more out there, real people person, the very Son of God. He partied with everyone. He was larger than life. He talked and taught and stayed up too late and told long, great stories. You dismissed him as a drunk. Hmm. Just looking up, dispassionate. And then Jesus' response here throws us for a loop again. How does Jesus respond? He says, I thank you, God. He says, I thank you, God. I would ridicule those people for not getting it. I'd be angry at God for not making them get it. How can they just sit there? How can they just sit there when we're seeing all this, when we're experiencing all this, Parisianly sipping, silently judging, unmoved, disimpassioned, dismissive. God, why are you silent? That's the song that we sing today. God, why are you, where, God, come on. Jesus, though, thanks God. I thank you, God, for hiding these things from the world's arrogant hotshots and showing them instead to the lowly. How many parents love to rightly point out to their kids, you don't know how good you've got it. Are you catching the spirit of this text here? It's as if people today, this generation, as the text says, not necessarily kids these days, I don't like that phrase. No, it's not about age. It's about people these days. And friends, we fall into this category too. Jesus is, it's like Jesus is just looking at us. Like, come on. Aren't you getting this? It is as if people these days just don't get the kind of grace, mercy, love, joy, peace, hope, and truth this Savior Jesus has to offer us to you. Just kind of look up. It's as if we were carrying some kind of heavy load. It's as if we were carrying some kind of heavy yoke, some kind of burden on our shoulders, something that is so great we simply can't smile, can't celebrate, can't enjoy, definitely can't do a backflip. Leaves us just sitting there, Parisianly tasting, cynical, down, dismissive, even cruel. With the life and joy sucked out of us, we who are yoked down with our yokes turn and suck the life and joy out of others. You ever notice that? Sad, down, disconnected people create more sad, down, disconnected people. Yoked people. Sad, down, disconnected parents create sad, down, disconnected children.
Sad, down, disconnected bosses create sad, down, disconnected employees. Sad, down, disconnected leaders create sad, down, disconnected followers. Sad, down, disconnected older sisters create sad, down, disconnected younger brothers, and vice versa, and on and on. This isn't just a call to be super happy. Please don't misunderstand. Just be happy. Just enjoy. That's not what Jesus is saying. Jesus talks about wailing too. Jesus says, we played sad stuff and you didn't have any, you didn't mourn, you didn't feel it. Now, this is a text about tapping in, reconnecting, religio, coming back to the center, the heart, the mind, the body. Know the joy of Christ and the tears of Christ. People these days, we are like the falcon lost from the falconer, as William Butler Yeats puts it. We're like the falcon that's lost the falconer. We've become disconnected from the center. Our yoke has pulled us away. And so this rich text ends with Jesus offering us his yoke instead, a different kind of yoke. Theologian Marie Bakke of Bethlehem Lutheran Church pointed this out to me in our staff meeting. And then I read scholars this week, and they all agree with her all over the place. Theologian Marie Bakke pointed this out, that in this text, come to me, all you who are tired and carrying heavy loads, and I'll give you... It's often been read as, hey, come to Jesus, just drop all your problems off with Jesus, and then go relax. Like, think beach blanket, umbrella drink. But this text, as Marie pointed out, is Jesus' call is actually to trade our yoke for Jesus' yoke. The oxen's yoke is a tool, a symbol for work. So it's trading our earthly busyness for Jesus' vocation work on this earth instead. It's a new vision. It's not about physically kicking up your feet and relaxing, beach blanket, umbrella drink, away from all the suffering, solitary bliss, don't worry, be happy. No, following Jesus is tough physically. Dirty sandals, tired hands, sore shoulders. But Christ's yoke is an umbrella drink for the soul. It is a rest for your soul. Christ's yoke. In Christ, our falconer, we come back to the center. We religio, we reconnect, we dance and we cry, we celebrate and we mourn together. The children in the marketplace image in this text is also kind of like children in the sandbox. You know, if you don't like it my way, if you don't do it my way, I'm taking my toys, I'm taking my money, I'm taking my friends, I'm taking my power, my whatever, and I'm leaving you. That's what our worldly yokes can do. But connected to Jesus, taking Jesus' yoke instead, it's not my way or the highway, it's Christ's way then. God's vision for a better world, a better nation, a better home, for your life, rest for your souls, the heavenly umbrella drink right here on earth. It's offered to you today, friends in Christ. Peace that's deep, like a water table under the earth, connected then and life-giving everywhere, deep and wide. This is our God. Offering us that peace today, this is our God. This 4th of July weekend, this chaotic moment, Jesus calling us back, giving us vision and hope, a center to circle back to, despite all the clouds and distractions. Take my yoke upon you. Jesus says, and learn from me. For I am gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. We rest well, siblings in Christ, for we rest in God, this day and always. Grace to you and peace. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.